Welcome to this edition of the School Marketing Broadcast. This is Donnie, and I'm here with my brother Rainey today. We're going to get into what we're going to do, a two-part series of a summertime marketing series. That's the best way we can call it. We'll do one here in June, and then we'll have another next month to continue our series on summertime marketing. And we're excited to share with you a variety of topics, so I'm just going to go right into it. Rainey, I will turn it over to you. What is the first topic we should get into?
When you're talking to future families in the summertime, they have not necessarily been paying attention to you in your school since last August or September when your school started. So this is a great time to do a year-end review. You can do, especially during the summertime, a lot of people, you know, struggle with, well, there's no students on campus and there's no activities to post about. But this is a great way to go back through. You can share, repost, take pictures of things that were shared throughout the year. So you've got at least 10 months of things to post from. So even if you posted something from once a month, there's 10 posts that you can have throughout the summer. So as you're kind of ramping up and you want to give people who are just now beginning to look at your school kind of last minute of the summer, maybe, you know, sometime around July 4th, they start looking at the last month or so before the summer ends and they're trying to make a change of schools, this is a great time to kind of roll out to them. This is what the year-end review looks like. You can focus on maybe things that your sports teams did, successes they had, maybe somebody won a state championship or a district title, but you also going to feature some of the successes of the individual students who did maybe competitions in the arts, but certainly academic successes as well, different academic meets they participated in, any of your graduates in the spring, national merit scholars, or anything related to merit-based scholarships. Those kind of things are going to be great. And also just a sense of some of the, what would it be like for a family to join the school now? What kind of family community building events do you have? Do you have the Christmas choir concerts? Do you have a tree lighting ceremony? What is it? Do you decorate your campus at Christmas? Do you do any kind of thing around Thanksgiving? Do you have a grandparents' day? So all those kind of things just give a future family, somebody just looking at your school at the last minute, a snapshot, kind of a year in review of what it'd be like to be at your school. So that would be my suggestion, because you've already got the material, you've already got the posts already, you just have to reshare them. So that would be my first idea. Donnie, I'll pass it on to you for maybe another idea.
One of the great things you could do is to challenge your families to participate in social media even throughout the summer. And one of the ways that you can do this is kind of put out a challenge to ask people to do a variety of things on that, I guess you could call it kind of like think of it like a bingo card, and give them certain things they have to do and encourage them and challenge them to say, if you'll do these things and then post it on social media and create kind of a hashtag for this particular, I guess you could call it a game. So think about it this way. If you had to create kind of a list, maybe you can kind of create a graphic that is on your website. It's also on social media, make it available where they can download the graphic. And you put a variety of things. I'll leave it up to you how many that is. It could be five things. It could be, if you're thinking of a bingo card, you're thinking of quite a bit, probably at least a dozen, if not 20 different things they could do. But they could be real simple things. I saw this at a school once that they did something similar to this. And it may be things like you want to take a picture of you doing some athletic activity to encourage students to continue in their athletic activities throughout the summer, so they don't just sit around on the couch. Encourage them to volunteer at one of the local maybe missions, or maybe one of the local organizations. Take a picture of you attending an event. Maybe it's a summer school kind of summer camp that you're doing at your school for whatever topic might be, whether it's art or it could be band or something like that. Take a picture of your students doing that. It could be, maybe you put together kind of a reading list. We don't want our kids sitting around all summer long. We encourage them to read during the summer. So take a picture of you reading a book from the reading list. Take a selfie with other students from your school, or create an art project, or take a cooking class. The topics could be endless. Maybe make them focus on things related to your school. Again, whether it's serving at community organizations that you tie in with your school, mission trips, etc. Take a picture doing those things, and then have them posted on social media using the general hashtag. Let's say you're Trinity Academy, and you want to do hashtag Trinity Academy Summer, and have them post that on there. So every time they post a picture of them doing all these things, it goes on to social media. Then have them kind of take this bingo card and put an X over each one, or get a little blotter if you're playing the bingo way, and mark it out. And then after they've completed all of it, they can take a photo of that completed thing, of their family maybe showing the completed card, and then have them email that in. And once somebody has completed it, they email it in. Then you take all of the entries that have been completed, that have done all the things. Then you have a drawing. It could be that you have a campus school, a store, a campus store where they can get uniforms or football tickets at a discount, whatever it might be. And that can be the prize. You have maybe two or three drawings, depending on what you want to do. So that's just a fun way of getting people engaged on social media throughout the summer. You don't want everything to go dormant. So this is another way to actively keep everybody on your page and checking in and all those kinds of things. So it's a neat way of doing it, and I hope it's something that can be helpful. But Randy, I know you want to talk about something that's dear to you, and that's in the order of mission. So let's bring up that idea.
Well, tying into kind of using the hashtag, one of the things you can do is just to highlight your community's involvement in missions and service projects throughout the summer. Donna, you mentioned several things that people could do using the hashtag, and one of those could be, and you mentioned that, if serving at a local charity, but certainly if you're on the road and you get to participate through your church or through some organization, whether it's a full summer or maybe just a 1 or 2 week trip to maybe an international location that you get to serve there, well, that'd be a good time to use a hashtag as well. Also, just to promote the kinds of things that your students do. Now, this is a tricky thing because a lot of people don't like the idea of promoting missions in that way. It's not about us. It's not about us going. And you don't want to, it's that delicate balance of self-promotion about missions, which is almost kind of that oil and water that just doesn't fit right when you're self-promoting that you're doing mission work. That doesn't seem right. But at the same time, you can still share what you're doing just so people can get an idea of what all you're working on. It's great for current families because they can come back and say, hey, I saw that you spent 2 weeks in Nigeria at an orphanage, or you know, whatever you did somewhere else in the world. But particularly for those new families and looking in, they kind of get a flavor for what kind of things do students at this school do during the summer. Do they just lay around by the pool, or do they just do trips to the beach? But do they participate in any other thing? Does this school and the cultural values of the school inform kind of what you do as a family or as an individual student during the summer? So I think that idea of highlighting that is, like I said, it's a delicate balance, but I understand it. I did serve for 10 years as a church planting and leadership training missionary, so I understand that side of things. I know what it's like to have to you know, kind of navigate that delicate balance. So I understand that, but at the same time, just telling people, giving people an idea of what you're doing is a good thing as well. Related to the missions and the travel, could also include those families that certainly there's a lot of traveling going on in the summertime, and it could be to the mountains, it could be to the beach, it could be to some destination in Europe, it could be to Canada, it could be to South America. It could be lots of places, whether it's just for a mission trip or not. One of the other ideas related to the hashtag is just the idea of kind of, I've seen it under the title of where in the world is what they call it. And it could be where in the world is, and then maybe you have a cutout of your, a lot of schools I've seen do kind of do a mascot. So if they're the Mustang, then they would have a cutout of their Mustang, and they can, and you could have, you know, you could do this, you know, past the night before school's out, or you can just make a link to it on your website and tell people, print this out at home before you go on your trip. And then just like Donnie mentioned, just take a picture, do it using that same hashtag, but also hold a picture up of that Mustang. And it just kind of creates this idea that the Mustangs go out all over the world, and they're doing mission trips sometimes, and sometimes they're at the beach having fun, and sometimes they're in, you know, walk around the Eiffel Tower, and they're climbing that. So there's all kinds of fun ways to do kind of that where in the world thing. And you could then have, certainly have some little contests, like Donnie said, kind of related to that other idea of the bingo kind of concept. You could do some things where, I know one school that I worked with one time, they did this kind of idea where you take a picture, hashtag, and as long as you were holding up their the mascot, and in this case, I'll continue with the idea of the Mustang. As long as you held up a picture of the Mustang and you used that hashtag, your picture got put into a competition, and we'll call it that. And what they did is the students then talked about, they looked at the pictures, and then you could do it on Facebook, but you could also just show pictures in an assembly and have people clap for which is the best picture, which is the most fun way to display that Mustang. And so that's kind of a fun way to do it as well. So I'll move on to my last point just real quickly. As this broadcast goes out, we're getting close to the July 4th holiday. So if you have a chance to do this, another idea that I've seen work really well, everybody's wanting to do, you know, what do you post on July 4th? And the most common thing, of course, is to post a picture of the flag and it says Happy 4th of July or Happy Independence Day. But what if you did something else? What if you did a slideshow of maybe it's pictures from throughout the year? Maybe you did different patriotic events at Veterans Day or Flag Day in June or anything like that, where you might have students holding the flag, or maybe it's a football game where they're all doing the Pledge of Allegiance. There's all kinds of ways to incorporate images that are patriotic throughout the year, but you could also have one of your students sing either, you know, like for instance, God Bless America. They could sing that song, record it in a good studio, kind of at least in a quiet place where they've got a good audio, and have them record that song. One client I worked with had a student downloaded the karaoke track to God Bless America. So it was just all, you know, just the music, no words, and then he sang over the God Bless America, and then they put that to music to the slides and had a great little, you know, 2-3 minute video, and they posted on July 4th weekend. So I thought it was a great idea, and it's a great way to incorporate not only the patriotism of that holiday, but also to showcase some of your student successes that way and their talents. So that's just an idea that I wanted to share real quickly related to July 4th.
Well, Randy, that's a lot of good information. The marketing never stops, we always say. In summertime, marketing at your school always continues. So, and the great thing is, this is just round one. We have a lot of other good ideas. So join us next month for the school marketing broadcast in July as we continue the series on summertime marketing at your school.